Okay, good morning.
It took me like 3 times to get this thing started correctly. I kept starting it and stopping it without intending to. It is 9:10 a.m. Saturday, May the 4th. Be with you, 2019. Yesterday was not a good day. The blood work that I was supposed to have done in December, it suddenly dawned on me that I was going to run out of medication if I didn't set this up and get this moving pretty darn quick. So yesterday morning, rather than get up when the cats got me up, I fed them and then curled up in the recliner and took another nap till about 8. And then went over, got the blood work done, and the results came back online. I've set up an appointment with the doctor, but that's not coming till the end of the month. But the results are not good news. It's not like, you know, fatal yet. But I'm back in finger stick territory in terms of my glucose levels. So I'm back on my diet as of today. And back to trying to get this number under control. After about 2 years of largely ignoring it. So yeah, it's one of those karmic things, reap what you sow. I didn't pay attention to it, and now I've got to pay attention to it. And I've got to get to the point where I can accept that this is something I'm going to have to pay attention to until that point comes where I really don't have to pay attention to anything at all anymore. So yeah. We can do this. Now, I had a big, fairly strong suspicion I knew this was coming. I had a suspicion that this was coming. I didn't know it was coming. So, I've broken out the food log. Let me start reading packages again. Gotta go to the grocery store and get some egg beaters. I've made a request to the doctor to put in a new prescription for the test strips. I can't stick my finger yet because I don't have any strips that are that are less than 8 months out of date. So strips need to come before I can do that. So it's quite a lovely morning. It was pushing 60 when I left the house. Sun is out. I said it's clear, but it's not actually, now that I look. There's a lot of high, thin clouds that just didn't show up when I was looking earlier. Maybe they've come up in the last half hour or so, I don't know. But sun is out, it's bright. I had to take my coat and sweatshirt off, walking along in a t-shirt, blue jeans. It's plenty warm. Cool air feels good on my skin. Seems funny that just last week I was afraid I wouldn't make it because of exposure. It's really quite pretty. This big house with all the aspens in the yard. The aspens are leafed out, but they're not fully leafed yet, so there's still a lot of pale gray trunks showing between the green leaves. It looks really spectacular. It's a bit of a McMansion sitting there, but a lot of traffic this morning. There's a lot of people moving around. It's Saturday morning, so yeah, a lot of people moving about. See a lot of pickup trucks heading in direction of Lowe's. I realize I'm not talking much this morning. It's one of those days. I'm just not. Getting the blood work back was. It was not a shock, but it was a bit of a blow anyway. It was like. I had a feeling it was coming. I don't really want to have to deal with it. But it's one of those things that I don't really have a choice, really. I don't have to deal with it. It's kind of mean getting back on a treadmill. That's kind of mean. Well, that's a persistent little bugger. There's another one over there, out of the hole. Prairie dogs. They went through here and poisoned all the prairie dogs and filled in all our holes. And they're building this, whatever it is, over where they used to stay. But here on the grass verge, they're back again. Monk post. Sorry. I didn't give you the warning. They're back again. There's a big fat one sitting up there on a little ground, a fresh, moist looking groundhog hill. Not groundhog, prairie dog hill. Groundhogs are a lot bigger. So it's that time of year where I have a gardening bug. At least this year, I'm pretty sure I'm not actually going to follow through on it. That would be. Although, I got a friend of mine who's trying to convince me I should put in a couple of cherry tomato plants because they're delicious. And they are. Now that I've got to eat more fresh fruits. Actually, I need to eat more fresh vegetables. I should probably do is put in some lettuce, but sprinkler through the slats on that fence. The problem is that it's going to get too hot pretty soon, and the lettuce is all going to bolt and not going any good. I wonder if growing it inside would be any better. Put a few pods of it together. Good morning. So yeah, diabetes, back again. Never left, really. That's the reality of it. That's the denial part that I really had a hard time freeing myself of the denial that I would never free myself of this diabetes issue. So, I'm at, I weighed myself last night, it was 183. This morning is 181. So I have been kind of paying a little more attention lately, like for the last month or so. Last night I actually started paying attention to portion control on dinner and avoiding the after dinner cookie and the early evening ice cream. Not that that little bit is going to make much of a difference, but it adds up. Our calories there. 100 calories here, 100 calories there. Before you know it, I'm back under 2,000 calories a day. Back to 125 calories, 125 grams of carbs a day. We can do this, we've done it before. I still have sardines in the pantry. I can have sardine and onion sandwiches. I have to back off the mayonnaise on the sandwiches every day. I tried another experiment with TKM yesterday, and I really don't know what I'm doing wrong. It might be the wrong kind of rice. I don't know. It's just... I cooked a whole cup. Well, half a cup of rice. It was came out to be a one cup cooked. And it was still... I whipped in the egg, and it was still egg soup. And it didn't taste bad. But it didn't taste good. I was hoping it was going to taste good. And now with having to watch carbs, eating a cup of rice at a sitting is not exactly, even when mixed with a protein like an egg white. And the fat, like the yolk, it's not really going to be. Something I should be doing. I gotta go back to egg beaters and getting a bunch of peppers and stuff to mask the taste. Doing my second breakfast around 10:30. The egg beaters and peppers and onions and maybe some salsa. I don't have to be quite so finicky about salt, it turns out. And there was good news. My lipids are good. My cholesterol is good. The good cholesterol is good, and my bad cholesterol is down. So, yeah, I'm doing better. I'm a lot more healthier this time than I was. I'm a lot healthier. Healthier. I'm healthier this time. I'm sorry, that's just one of those word things that I can't let go. I'm healthier this time than I was in 2017. Or perhaps it was 2016. When this all began. So, to begin with, I'm already 20 pounds lighter than I was then. The amount I need to lose to get back down to fighting trim is 10, 11, 12 pounds would make a big difference. Compared to the 35 that I had to lose before, that doesn't seem quite so insurmountable. I also know how to do the food logs, I know how to do the glucose logs, I know what to look for. I know how to read packaging. I know how to do the stuff that I haven't been doing. I just have to start doing it again. Last street, here we are. So, this is going to be one of those best of boots episodes. Because just... I need to get in the walk. I didn't really have a lot to talk about. But as I'm prone to saying, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.